Thank you, Chair Watson, honourable committee members. I really appreciate the opportunity to be here. I'm Joe Zitzman, Director of the Center for Air Quality Studies at the Texas Transportation Institute. Our center focuses on air quality and sustainable transportation. And I was asked to talk about the role of land use in reducing mobile source emissions. Mobile source emissions can be divided into two categories, on-road and non-road. On-road mobile sources are the focus of this testimony and include highway vehicles, ranging from light-duty vehicles operating mostly on gasoline to heavy-duty vehicles operating mostly on diesel fuel. Emissions produced by these vehicles include the six criteria pollutants, such as NOx, carbon monoxide, numerous air toxins such as formaldehyde and benzene, and a few greenhouse gases such as CO2. The emissions impact of on-road mobile sources can be reduced by the following three factors: technology improvements, improve of traffic operations, reduction in vehicle miles travel, VMT, and to a much lesser extent, the number of vehicle trips. The focus of this testimony is on the effect of land use strategies on reducing VMT. Land use strategies can have a direct impact on reducing VMT and the number of vehicle trips by the following three ways. Firstly, reducing the number of trips with the added benefit of fewer cold starts. Secondly, shortening the trip lengths. And thirdly, facilitating the use of alternative modes such as transit and walking. These effects can be achieved through the following land use strategies: compact developments through higher density of land uses. Secondly, intermixing and balancing of complementary land uses. Some land uses are complementary, for example, retail, residential, and office. And thirdly, transit-oriented developments. Those are developments created around transit stations and nodes. In a study by the Harvard Kennedy School of Government, it was shown that compact developments could have a significant impact on VMT. For example, doubling the residential density across a metropolitan area can reduce VMT by up to 25%. However, such reduction can only be achieved with a greater concentration in employment. The Texas Transportation Institute performed a study looking at the percentage of trips internally captured by mixed-use developments. It was shown in this study that two such developments, Legacy Town Center in the Plano area and Mockingbird Station in the Dallas area, can reduce the number of trips by 25 to 40% by internally capturing such trips as pedestrian trips. Arrington and Cervero have shown that the transit mode share at the transit-oriented development is between 5 and 50%. In TTI's study of mixed-use developments, it was shown that 15% of external trips to the different land users at Mockingbird Station, which is also a transit-oriented development, arrived by transit, by train or bus. These land use strategies can be achieved by infill developments as opposed to sprawl developments. Secondly, redevelopment of obsolete uses. Thirdly, careful mixing and balancing of compatible uses. And finally, appropriate development around transit stations and nodes. In conclusion, appropriate land use strategies can reduce VMT by reducing the number and lengths of trips and promoting the use of alternative modes. A reduction in VMT will reduce the amount of criteria pollutants, air toxics, and greenhouse gases emitted into the atmosphere, improving public health and reducing the impact on the environment. Thank you for your time.